540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. With 84 years now since the last time Southern California was hit by a tropical storm, preparations are underway for another Hillary, currently a Category 4 hurricane off the southern coast of Mexico, heading north due in California about Sunday night. In Santa Barbara,
almost as if it was a winter weather alert. Sandbag stations have piles of sand ready, and those who need sandbags are coming in as they prepare for whatever Hurricane Hillary will send our way. The National Weather Service is tracking the path hour by hour, and the Central Coast is on the western side of the flow for now. But it's still a wait-and-see timeline, especially with something this unusual.
KEYT-TV's John Palminteri. Now to the devastated part of western Maui in Hawaii, where the latest wildfire death count stands at 114. On the ground there, CBS's Jeff Nguyen.
Community leaders in Lahaina came together Friday to express the concerns about the government's response to the wildfires and what lies ahead for their historic town.
Residents are afraid rebuilding Lahaina is on the fast track and they'll be left behind.
Give us time to heal. Give us time to close, to find closure, and be open and allow us to sit at that table.
They're also angry over how they're being treated in the fire's aftermath as they wonder what their future holds.
Meantime, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories is just about evacuated with a huge wildfire just outside the city of 20,000. Reporter Jamie Dahl of Global News.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees. And the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Way south of there, wildfires are also burning in British Columbia. In the Catoctin Mountains of Maryland, Asia diplomacy at the highest level.
President Biden invited the leaders of Japan and South Korea to Camp David on Friday. It was the first time Mr. Biden hosted foreign heads of state at the Maryland retreat. A key part of the meeting focused on common security objectives, including countering North Korea and China. The three leaders discussed increased coordination for ballistic missile defense, along with plans for multi-year military exercises. Biden administration officials say they expect Beijing and Pyongyang to criticize the summit.
CBS's Willie James Inman in Washington. This is China launches new military drills around Taiwan. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.